Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Jaren's Outpost is a bustling city located in the nation of Goldcrest.
A nation that nobody cared about until the king was slain by a bunch of adventurers.
Unfortunately, adventurers did what adventurers do, and they didn't think of the consequences of killing a powerful tyrant, and they promptly left the citizens of Goldcrest to figure it out for themselves.
For now, Jaren's Outpost is a melting pot of religions,
criminals, politics, and paranoia, with everyone keeping everyone else in check.
But all that's about to change. Welcome to the enhanced edition of Jaren's Outpost.
Okay, so the crime knives are still coming for you, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm not going to even ask.
That's a mess, man.
When do we go to Eden's?
Well, I mean, as quick as possible is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Get there as soon as we can ASAP.
Would it be out of the realm of possibility for Leo to realise the Quiet Knives are coming for you, Greg?
Nah, to be honest, like, Greg Pissos a lot
yes.
of money. Because you don't know how much debt, you probably wouldn't assume that it was as much as Greg Pissos. You wouldn't just assume someone was that in debt.
Gambling money and scheme money.
Scheme money,
I'm like,
yeah.
I've got this scheme. We're going to build a wooden dragon.
I like to
and then they're like, okay, we'll give you the money for it. Nah,
I like to imagine somewhere where the gnome, like in the warehouse district where the gnomes occupy, somewhere there, there's a warehouse filled with empty spell books. that you had to pay a lot of money for.
And then when the gnomes erected their fortress, you couldn't get them.
Yeah.
Oh, you idiot scam boy.
Such a good grift.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. If you can get, like, the gnomes on board, if they can give you that warehouse back, your debt problems are solved.
Ah, that's true.
If you can get access to that warehouse, you can get your spell books, you can run the grift, and you're good.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
right.
If you can get the gnomes on side, you can do that.
Okay. All right, there's my thing, because I think... Okay, so Little O wants it, but I think he can protect me, maybe, hopefully, from the Quiet Knights. But Little O, he just wants the weapon destroyed. And I think that lines up perfectly with you, Periwinkle. Lines up perfectly with you because the church, they want it destroyed as well, don't they?
The church want it destroyed? That is correct.
And that's who you're working for? Oh, that's so good. Oh, we can work each other.
The church do want it destroyed. That's,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's you.
Right, yeah.
Because if we can destroy it in, like, an accident, then everyone wins. Mostly Leo.
But do you want it destroyed, Perry?
I don't know. So when are we going to go and get the fucking weapon?
Right. Tonight. I say we do it tonight. I say we get your militia to storm the gates. In that confusion, we slip in or go round the back or to distract at the front, climb inside.
So you're suggesting I put my buddies up as cannon fodder?
Because the gnomes are planning on something. Or we could always get a boat and just...
Just as an idea, you've read Superior Foes of Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
We could Superior Foes them.
Uh-huh. Give me more detail there.
So you know how the Superior Foes of Spider-Man, like, the plan is to break into what's-his-name's fortress and steal the painting of Victor Von Doom.
Uh-huh. Right.
But he doesn't tell them that's what he's doing. They storm it and he goes around the back and just steals it and they get into the room and...
Uh-huh.
We could do that with all the factions that we could rally together.
All right.
What, rally everyone together?
We'll get Little O... Would Little O lend support if we told him we're going to get the weapon?
He might, but... You know, it's quite an ask.
Like, you don't want to throw your boys. I don't want to throw my boys into cannon fodder.
Greg Fist is happy to throw anyone.
Cheat. I don't think the Blood Cult would offer their support, would they?
The Blood Cult would not.
What about the Sabres?
Probably, yeah.
Get Sabres won't work with the militia.
Yeah, probably. They won't work together.
Sorry.
Sabres are a pretty big force. Couldn't we just get the Sabres on to just do it a distraction.
So let me rephrase that. The Sabres won't work with a militia. What do I work for?
Yeah, I know. Your boys are fine. Three of us go around the back. Sabres do all the legwork.
What do I work
We're
for?
We're lying. Oh. The Sabres are the cannon fodder.
That was good. You get a get out of jail for free card.
Use them as the cannon fodder. Use my boys to get us into the castle. How many could you get?
Like 100?
Do I believe that?
Both of you think that he could probably name the 100 he's going to get.
That's amazing. So if you get your 100 sabers, could go tell the gnomes the dwarves and the sabers are attacking. Let's tell the dwarves that the gnomes and the sabers are attacking.
Sabers and the gnomes and the dwarves are attacking at the same time. Strange is on a train.
Get all three factions attacking, we sneak around the back.
With my boys.
With your boys.
Yeah, alright.
I say pandemonium at the gates.
I'm for pandemonium. The more they're distracted this way, the easier it will be for us to get in the other way.
All right, got a deal. Sounds good.
Also, if I'm eaten and I have a dragon and I'm being attacked by lots of people, I'm going to send the dragon to those people, which means the dragon won't be where we are.
And also, you want to talk to the orcs, and they could maybe also cause a bit of a hectic.
There you go, talk to the orcs.
Oh, you're an orc, yeah?
Half.
He's a half orc, mate.
That's a little bit racist, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just that everyone hates halflings.
I didn't.
Didn't. Very winkle.
Because I'm saying, if we spend the week, or at least a few days, we kind of hit each faction up, just spreading rumors about a particular day that everyone's going to attack. Like, this day, that's what's going to happen, and hopefully it does happen. And then, I believe we go by a C, then we go up. Yeah. Scale that wall.
Find our way in, get the bag.
Get the bag, that beaten in the face.
Have a boat? We can get a boat.
We can get a boat.
Does he never send out people, like, staff?
Nope.
Literally
he's been very insular ever since he retreated to that
keep. Is there anybody outside the keep that would know what's inside the keep?
Nope. It's impossible to get in. The toughest wall is that inner wall surrounding...
I mean, like,
surrounding
people who were formerly part of the keep but left.
Probably not, actually. Okay. Like, it was very insular.
Just thinking, once we get in there, we're not going to know where to look.
Question for Adam.
Mm?
This keep, right? It's been around for a while. It's where Eden lived.
Yeah?
When I used to work for Eden. I've obviously never been in the keep because I wasn't part of that guard.
I think Pierce and Periwinkle, you've both been maybe not in the keep, but certainly past that inner wall in the section there.
Yeah. Has the captain been in the keep?
Well, yeah, before everything went down, his office was there, so he would have worked out there.
Cool. I might have to ask for a small favour from the captain.
And he said the sneaky thing, too. It's a subtle thing.
Yeah. So I might be like, hey, captain, do you got a map of the keep? Or do you know where, like, if you were Eden, where Eden would keep something really important?
You could absolutely ask for that, yeah.
All right. So all the things we know is that Eden's got a weapon and a dragon. He might not know how to use the weapon, because that was the problem with the orcs. The orcs didn't know how to use weapons, but Eden's smart, so he might know how to use the weapon.
What are you saying about orcs?
You're a very racist fella.
Yeah. Isn't he, Greg?
Yeah, he's got a bit of the...
That's the information we were told.
I'm only passing on this information that we were told by Adam at the start of the game.
Racist. Still makes you racist.
So racist.
Classist, racist fuck.
I'll rephrase. All we know is that they have a weapon. The orcs had the weapon and they couldn't get it to work. Do you know why they couldn't get it to work?
No idea. Dumb fucks, probably.
See?
I intimidate Greg Pierce.
Orcs don't get much of an education. It's a system.
Oh. You're terrified.
I pissed myself a little bit.
I think, like, your character for the rest of this scene, if you will, should just kowtow to him. Really scared of him.
So, why couldn't the orcs? I don't know. But Eden's got it, and he's a magic man, so maybe he might know how to use the weapon. All I'm trying to ask, really, is there a time factor?
What do you think, Perry?
I think we should go as soon as possible.
Eden is not going to take as long to work out this weapon as
the orcs did.
The orcs did, yeah.
I think we should probably do it tonight. If you can get sabers tonight, we hit the castle tonight.
Do a little bit of, if that's all right
this
with
is
you,
like
Perry. A little bit of recon. Yep. Meet up again with what we've achieved. Storm the castle. Storm the keep, rather.
Okay, so
I can assist with recon.
All right. So we should just, you can alter yourself.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You could go to different factions and be like, by the way, I'm from this faction or I'm from something and I have information and intel about these people attacking at this time. So we all basically, you hit X, Y, and Z, and you go and then tell these people that they're all coming to attack the keep.
So sabers, gnomes.
Dwarves. Maybe orcs.
Get us a boat.
All right.
I might get us a boat. I'll try and get us a boat. You just convince everyone to attack tonight.
Do you reckon you could do that, Greg?
Yeah, easy. Of course. Do it in a heartbeat.
Good boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where do you want to meet back?
Well, when we want to do the storm the keep, what time?
Tonight.
Give me a time.
Orcs can't tell time, all right? I've said it. We have day and we have less day.
So let's say
sometime during less day.
So let's say it's midday now, yeah? And about midday, I'd say.
I'd say it's like 2 p.m.
Oh, we don't have much time.
All right. Let's say like midnight tonight.
Midnight. Everyone's napping. No one knows what's happening.
Exactly. They're going to storm the castle at midnight. Right. Saber's going to storm the castle at midnight. That's what's going to happen.
All right. Easy. Doing a heartbeat.
All right.
Go, team.
Break.
Each of you split up to get your various jobs done.
In the little Teagle Lake.
You still in the
restaurant?
Little Teagle Lake?
I assume.
All right, yeah. Cool. Once again, I'll just say who gets there first. What were you going to do?
I might ask Little if he knows how to give me a boat.
You walk over to the counter as they leave.
Yeah.
You can see little like eyeing Greg Pierce as he walks away. He's not doing anything, but he's like staring daggers at himself.
Little, remember, like, we got a goal here. It's what your father wants. You got to focus.
Go on.
Focus on the task at hand, little.
Go on.
I want to be making a coffee while saying this. Focus on the task at hand. Task at hand, little. Boats.
Well, how many people?
At least 13, 12.
And
maybe 15.
When do you need it by?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Tonight. Time's of an essence, little.
If you want a boat, we're going to have to build one.
What if we really...
You can get on land to get there. You just have to go over the city wall.
Little Teagle-Eye shares a wall with Eaton.
What do I know about that wall on either side?
The wall is manable from the other side, from Damien Eaton's side,
yeah. And
it is pretty constantly manned. Like, everyone is constantly aware of, like, the private troops that Damien Eaton has patrolling that wall. People have attempted to get across, like, the Halfling families have even attempted to get across, but, like, it's locked down.
All right. Little. Okay, come here, boat. That's fine.
Hang on a minute. Come with me. Okay. You walk into the, like, a private room. He sits down and he starts eating spaghetti.
Nah, good.
Have a seat.
Can I have a bowl? Awesome. Thank you very much. All right, how about this then? So we're going to try and get a lot of people. They're going to come at Eden at around about midnight tonight. So we need to make sure that there is a clear path to the door.
Well, I can say that the Little Loaf family won't do anything, but I can't vouch for the Surefoot or the Quick Knife.
Nah, fair enough.
Yeah.
It's so much easier if we had got a fucking boat.
Right,
wait.
Right.
We still a dwarf boat?
Hang on. It's a good idea. So we can't get a boat. All right, I leave. I gotta try and go to the Dwarven town. Where can I get a
dwarven
boat?
Dwarven town?
Where the dwarves are. Can I head towards
They're
the docks?
They're docked out to sea a little bit.
Can I head towards the docks and get my meat pie, to fly over and just see what the lay of the land of the orcs, what's going up ahead?
On the orcs?
Yeah,
sure. You do a little reconnaissance. Meat pie comes back and he tells you that the orcs are by no means wiped out. Well, they came here with maybe like 10,000 troops, 10,000 strong. They currently probably only have half that number, but 5,000 is still a lot of orcs.
Nah, fair. Is it possible for me, with Meat Pie's guidance, to sneak my way through the orc encampment?
Can try to get to the boat, but when you get to the boat, when you push off, it's going to be very hard to conceal yourself leaving.
Is there any boat that might be kind of closer towards where we might need it?
The orcs have consolidated all the boats.
That's all
right. Gotta risk it for the biscuit.
Can we walk around just on the shore?
Well, that's what I was thinking. If we scale a wall here.
The wall is very tall around there, though.
Yeah.
It might be beyond throwing distance, to be honest.
I'm just imagining it was like Eaton's Keep was on like a sheer cliff is all.
No, look on the map. There's like a bit of land.
There is some rocky edifice that elevates the wall. The wall is probably the highest facing the sea. And it's probably the most well-defended face.
I wonder if we could just
get
in through the sewers.
Like, yeah, would I need to be able to jump? Like, do we actually need a boat?
Could we get in through the sewers?
You probably don't need a boat if you just want to walk around. But if you walk around, you're probably more likely to be spotted than quietly and quickly moving via boat.
Oh, that's good, so we don't have
a fucking
boat.
So a boat is not a bad idea, but
there
are other ways.
Hmm. All right, let's try and go steal a boat.
All right, I'll leave you there, Periwinkle.
Yep.
You get back to the militia headquarters. People say hi to you as they pass. People nod. People shake your hand, maybe.
Basically, I'm going to each of my nine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them.
The Periwinkle Nine.
Midnight.
Going
down to midnight. But what I need them all to do before that is try to get as much information about the patrols as they possibly can.
All right.
I need you guys to do some reconnaissance for me on Eaton's.
They can do that.
Thanks, guys. You're all good. I love you like brothers.
You do that like, bro fist or bro hug or whatever.
Bro handshake.
Elbow to elbow.
Elbow to elbow.
Hey, is there anything more powerful?
And then I go see the captain. No, I don't go see the captain. I write him a letter.
Ooh. Okay.
Just a memo. You pass this to the captain. And do you want to come and meet me? I just want to talk to you about a private matter, captain. Then I go to a bar that me and the captain sometimes have had a drink at once or twice in the past. And I say...
A town guard friendly bar.
Oh, yeah.
You're not waiting there for very long until Captain Tolton steps through the doorway. He's not wearing any regalia or anything like that, just a winter coat to cover some simple clothing. He looks like he's trying to remain a little discreet. Pulls up a bar next to you, sits down. What do you need?
I need a map.
Of?
Rhodes Keep. As recent as you possibly can.
He gives you like a sly look out of the side of his eye, and he says, something going down sometime soon, is it? Something I should know about?
Depends.
Mm.
Do you want to know about it?
That's the question.
See no evil, I guess. Hear no evil. All right, I'll organize a map for you. It'll have to be hand-drawn, just what I remember, but I got a good memory.
Good. Extra special attention to, like, you know, real special rooms.
So you're looking for a certain object, are you? Well, I can outline where the treasure room is. There's a big old vault door guarding it, though. I don't know the combination. It'll take a master thief to crack that.
Let me worry about that part.
We've got a... He's an alright
okay
thief. I wouldn't call him master. That's a bit...
Not at all.
He's decent.
Like, okay.
Master's a bit... That's overselling it, but he's fine.
Just drop it off at the location that we drop those kind of things off at, Seymour.
Damn it, Periwinkle. All right. I'll organise something for you. I'll see what I can swing your way.
Thanks. And I get up to leave, down my drink, and I just before I get away from him, I just remember, like... And Seymour, if anything happens, go after my kids for me.
All right.
Hopefully they'll get like a town guard pension of some variety. You know?
You leave?
Guaranteed a map and reconnaissance.
Yeah, he'll draw you up a map, give you what he can, and yeah, you guys have promised that they'll pull whatever reconnaissance they can.
Cool, cool, cool. I go off to pray.
All right.
Oh, good. Good on you.
And Greg Peace.
Heading for the sabers.
All right.
Well, I'm going on my mission of making everyone fight everyone else. Sabers, gnomes, and orcs, I guess.
And dwarves.
Start with sabers and dwarves.
How are you going to get to the dwarves?
I don't know. I'll figure something.
On your way to the sabers.
Good. Oh, no.
A carriage.
Is a carriage pulled by horses?
Yes.
Confusion.
One of the horses?
I'm done.
Horse saves.
Damn it. What kind of fucking horse is this?
Horse that rolls a 17. Carriage pulls up and a door opens. A gnome sticks his head out.
No.
Get in.
All right. Could be worse.
You recognize the voice of your bookie.
Oh, shit.
Shane.
Right, summon up, Shane. I'll hop inside.
Shane the gnome. Bookie.
Something of a problem, Shane.
Do you get in?
Yeah.
The carriage door closes.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah, oh, Shane, no. What's, how you doing? How you been?
You've been dodging me.
Oh, I've been busy. I've been out of town, you know.
You owe me a lot of money.
True.
He sits back, and he's very quiet. It's a long carriage ride.
We going somewhere?
Or you could say that.
You can look out the carriage window if you want.
Oh, well.
It takes a little while, but you realize that you're heading into the gnomish section of the city.
I'd like to visit there eventually anyway, so
time is of the essence.
In a way, this is fortuitous.
They let you through the gates. Like, someone calls out who goes there, and the carriage driver, another gnome, gives his identification, stuff like that. The carriage is allowed through. You're trundling there for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then the carriage finally pulls up to a warehouse, a very familiar-looking warehouse. The warehouse that... Your spell books are kept.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, right. We do an agreement.
Shane opens the door.
We do.
Get out.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
You hop out.
Into the warehouse. You got the keys, don't you?
Do I?
You probably have a set of keys on you.
Yeah, I've already all up.
You step inside. Shane steps in after you. Before he closes the door, Shane turns to the gnome cab driver, carriage driver, and says,
if he comes out, kill him.
Ah. Shane closes the door.
Right. Right, this is about the debt, the money I owe you, yeah? That's what this is about. That's what it's all...
I want to have a look at this place. Right. Let's light some fires.
Oh, you're not gonna...
Chain, like, Shane. Knocks a brazier, an empty brazier.
Yeah.
Let's light some braziers.
Right, so just going to light the braziers and...
Go on.
All right, I'll light them.
You start lighting braziers? Yep.
Are we burning the books then? That's the, that's the intimidation tactic you're going for here?
I'm not burning any books.
Ah, right, yeah. Burning me?
I'm not going to burn you.
What, are we just lighting fires for a bit of fun?
I want to have a look at this place.
Right.
Look at all this product you got to move.
Yeah, right, well, I've not been able to get in, have I?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, but now I'm in, so we can begin.
I can't get this out for you.
Oh, that's... Well, we can figure something
out. There's a lot of spell books here. They're not going to fit in the carriage. Not all of them. Not by half.
What if we do it, you know, a bit at a time? I'm sure there's trade happening.
Shane grabs one of the books, just pulls it off, starts flipping through it.
Nothing in there. Nothing in the books. But what if we, you know, we put them on a carriage, we take out, say, 10 at a time?
How does this grift work, by the way?
Oh, well, it's real simple. Okay, so one of us, or somebody dresses up like a wizard, yeah? And they say that they have to get rid of their spell book, right? Because... they've moved on maybe from the wizard lifestyle, whatever, the particular lie does not matter so much. They say on their wizard authority that, oh, the book, you know, the spells aren't going
to... While this is happening, you're like walking in the maze that is these piles of spell books.
You're not going to be able to, you know, see the spells until I'm out of the country because I put a curse on them or some kind of protective spell. But when I leave, you know, the spell will lift and you'll have all these spells welcome to you. You can use them whenever you like.
Imagine the Room of Requirement from Harry Potter, but with piles of spell books.
Another idea we add is that we also give them, like, a little amulet or a little chant they can do, and we say that'll bring the words up and the spells up. And then by the time they've got home and they realise that it's all been a grift, well, it's too late, we've got the money. Fuck off, you're out of there.
I have another client. Yeah. By the name of Shim Sham Shalabim.
That sounds...
Fellow gnome.
No, yeah, fair enough. This is a gnome.
He owes me about as much money as you do.
Oh, is that so?
I tried to collect on him the other day. You know what he told me?
What did he tell you?
He told me, if Piss doesn't have to pay, why do I have to pay? Go collect from him. And I thought to myself, gosh, that's a really good point.
Of course, yeah.
And I killed him. I ate him. I ate him alive.
Oh.
And you know what I'm going to do to you?
The same thing, I'm assuming.
You better believe it.
Shane's mouth begins to grow into that of a snout. Hair sprouts all over his skin. He grows long, wicked claws. You're a bookie, the were-rat.
Ah, fuck me.
Oh, boy.
Snarls at you.
I like how he's going after the only person that has no offensive capabilities whatsoever.
I'll get him.
Greg, you go first.
Does it look like any of the books are precariously placed?
They're all precariously
placed. Can I mage hand and pull the right book out to have the books fall on top of the were-rat?
You can certainly try.
That's my current plan. Didn't work, though, huh?
No, I think it did. He's annoyed.
No.
You pull one of the books strategically out. The pile of books sways from one side to the other side to one side, and then it collapses on you, Greg Piss.
Fuck. Oh, jeez.
Piss. Oh, no, it's its turn.
Yeah.
Your turn was to fuck yourself.
My turn was to get covered in book.
The were-rat chain leaps and lands on you, starts snarling and snapping at you here and there.
Oh, jeez.
You are, like, only kind of half there because your, like, entire body is still ringing from the books falling on you. But you have enough presence about you to, like, move out of the way whenever he tries to bite you. Okay. It's your turn, Piss.
All right, confusion then. Just major. Let's brain dead it.
You have major confusion?
Oh, I have confusion.
Just confusion.
Just confusion. Major confusion. Dude, I'm majorly confused.
Do you know what? That's probably what he's been doing. I wouldn't be surprised if the reason Laura...
trying to confuse a horse? What would that have accomplished?
Well, if the horses were moving, maybe the horse would have been like, man. Imagine confusing a horse as the horse moves at high speed. That horse is dead.
Shane's were-rat pupils dilate until there's basically nothing left. His eyes turn a little purple, and the were-rat starts snarling incoherently on you.
Okay, good.
It's your turn, Piss.
Slam it with my loot.
Boom!
Does that break the confusion?
Probably.
You hit the were-rat.
Oh, good. Is it still confused?
Yeah, it lasts for quite a while. The were-rat turns around and sprints off into the warehouse.
Oh, God.
You lose track of it.
It's a fucking rat in a maze.
You stand up and you see the remains of Shane's outfit. It seems both when he turned into a were-rat and when you caused him confusion,
yeah,
he wasn't paying attention to where his equipment lay.
Yeah.
And you see a belt with a pistol on it.
Oh, I grabbed that pistol. Click. Can I fire it into the books near where he went?
You can. There are two barrels to it. It's like, you know, a double barrel shotgun, a pistol.
I don't know how to reload it. I'm going to start putting on his clothes for this turn.
Like, you're too big.
Ah.
I know you're a small human, but...
Even a small human's big. I'll alter self then. I look like Shane. Like, as close to Shane as I can get.
All right. You get another turn?
I'm going to start walking towards the exit.
You briskly jog towards the exit. Out of nowhere, the were-rat leaps from the top of a pile of books and lands on you. You're startled and surprised, but when the were-rat lands on you, so does a bunch of books, knocking it aside. It lands on you, knocks you to the ground, tumbles off you when books land on it, and skitters to the other side of the little corridor that you're in.
Ah, excellent.
It's your turn.
Am I near a brazier?
No.
Can I see one?
Yeah.
Can I shoot it so that it'll fall over and set the place alight?
Yes.
I do that.
You hit?
Yeah!
You knock the brazier over, it lands on some spell books, and the spell books catch alight immediately.
Ah, this is like one chance of repaying my debt that I'm just setting alight, but that's fine.
The were-rat leaps at you again.
Uh-oh.
But as it leaps at you, it pushes off from some of the books that got scattered on the ground, and the books are not a stable surface to jump from, so it just falls onto its chest.
Oh, that's good.
You got the gun, don't you?
Yeah, but that's a waste of a bullet that I could use later down the track. Does the were-rat still seem confused?
Yes.
I risk it. I'm just going to head for the door.
All right.
Once I leave, I can bar the door, hopefully. Cook him. Cook the rat. Cook the rat. I'm look like Shane.
Exactly.
Get in the carriage.
I'm good. I'm gold.
You're sprinting. Your hand locks around the doorknob.
No.
And you feel a bite on your leg.
Fucking hell. Fuck, I don't want to be a were-rat.
It's your turn.
Is the were-rat behind me?
Yep, right behind you.
I'm going to shoot it with my pistol. Turn around, place it in his mouth.
You open the door. First outside.
Come on, fall for my disguise.
His assistant.
Yep.
Does not shoot you immediately.
Yes! Let's call that a win.
Sprint outside. Would you like to say something?
I'd like to slam the door shut.
Oh, okay.
And be like, got him. Oh, I'll lock it. I got the key.
Yeah. You do seem a bit rushed, but the assistant seems to believe this.
She said, ugly fight. Oh, sorry.
Ugly fight.
The door bursts open off its frame. The were-rat is in the doorway.
I scream.
Were-rat, get it!
The were-rat tries to bite you again, but you're like, yeah, get off! While he is a were creature, he is not necessarily that strong. You grab his two paws as he tries to leap on you and throw him off.
Do I don't know the name of the driver?
No.
I didn't overhear it, damn.
The driver pulls a flintlock pistol.
Who's he going to shoot, I guess, is the question.
Standing between the were-rat and the driver, Piss, you stare into the barrel of a gun. Because he's standing right next to you, and you have altered self, to sort of change your appearance, you're a little bit shorter. He points the pistol where he thinks your head is.
Oh, fuck.
Pulls the trigger.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Because...
it's where your lung is instead.
Because alter self is an illusion, you don't actually change appearance.
Yeah.
He misses your head completely. Because instead of pointing it at your head, he put the gun next to your ear and fired. You're deafened in your left ear from the simple noise of it. And when you go up to feel there, you can feel blood trickling out.
Oh, fucking
warm, warm blood.
All right. Is the driver off the carriage?
Yeah, he's off the carriage, just standing next to you.
Can I get on the carriage?
Yeah.
Can I run to the carriage, turn around and shoot the were-rat?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
The were-rat charges after you as you try to get to the carriage. You turn around at the last minute, and when you bring up the pistol, you didn't even realize you were going to do this because you didn't know how close the were-rat was behind you.
Yeah.
But when the pistol is fully extended, it's jammed into his chest. You pull the trigger, hitting him at point-blank range.
Oh, got him.
Gotta kill the were-rat. Kill the were-rat.
He takes 14 points
Why
of damage.
Is what is it in quotation marks? Why are you doing that?
And you can tell that you destroyed his ribcage.
Why is nothing easy?
The were-rat just can't seem to land a hit on you except that one. The were-rat tries to snap at you again, but you close his maw with your other hand and pistol whip him.
Okay, all right.
The carriage driver fires his second shot.
That's him out, I guess.
He hits you.
Okay. Mm. Gee whiz, hooray.
You take 8 points of damage.
That's not too bad.
It's your turn.
Can I climb and...
You can try, yeah.
Yeah.
You attempt to climb.
God. Oh, how do you fail to climb?
I don't know. In such a panic that the step ladder, you just can't get your feet into the rungs. You're panicking too much.
Jesus. Greg,
the were-rat bites you.
Getting out of this fine. Not with were-ratism. Doubt that's going to happen. Not going to happen.
I wouldn't. I think it's almost now a certainty.
The were-rat bites you again on the back of your neck. The cab driver doesn't know what to do. He runs over and, I guess, tries to just grab you.
Oh, God.
What do you have in your hands?
My loot, probably, and the pistol.
All right, you get a free attack on him.
Sweet. I'll smack him with my loot because my pistol's out.
Yep. He runs up, tries to grab you. You spin around reactively and hit him with your loot. The loot makes a poing sound.
Good. All right.
And a arc of blood comes from the gnome's nose, shoots in a beautiful spray above his head, and he falls over onto his back. When he hits the ground, you hear a crack sound.
Got
and
him.
Blood starts seeping from the back of his skull.
Okay, that's...
Hey, it's one down.
That's one down. Now all I've got is a simple were-rat to deal with.
Can a carriage outrun a were-rat?
I mean...
The were-rat just cannot get at you. Maybe you're, like, scrambling still up the side of the carriage, and it locks its teeth around your boot, but your boot's just too thick.
Okay.
It's quite obvious that the confusion effect has ended.
Yeah, I figured. Otherwise, sometimes the rat would be babbling. Major confusion, that's what I want now.
Mm. Is that like, is he a high-ranking officer of the army who just doesn't know how he got to be a high-ranking officer in the army? Major confusion. What?
Huh?
Who are you? What are you doing in my office? Get out. This is the war. No, it's not.
Shh. It's your turn.
If it bites off. Climb the carriage. I'm going to try and get that carriage going.
The horse becomes a were-rat.
You get up to the carriage.
Yeah. Okay, cool, but I can't.
But no, you can try to get the horses going. That's
all right.
Handle animal check.
I'm sure that's high.
Did you know that to get an animal to just, like, move along, like, what you want to do, get the horses to move, you just need to get 10? To get an animal to move if it doesn't want to move is 25, which is actually above human possibility. So if you've ever had trouble moving a dog that doesn't want to move, just know that D&D's got your back.
It's beyond us.
Come on.
Anyway, yeah, the horses start moving, trundling along. They're probably quite afraid of the were-rat as well, so they don't need much pushing to go.
Cool.
The horses are faster than were-rat, so you can just outrun them.
That's the plan.
All right.
I'm going to run it, and I'm going to go to the Sabre district, just so I can...
You're in the Gnome district.
Yeah, but there's a were-rat after me here.
You're going to have to tell just a little white lie to get through the gate again, because
that's fine.
The gnomes question... Well, they just question everyone who goes through the gate, but you're able to lie your way through. It's not that
while
hard.
While I'm there, I might as well be like...
Have they eaten cake, whatever? That's where the weapon is. A whole bunch of people are going to try and get it, all right? Tonight, the Sabres, everybody's going, right? If you guys want it... Probably a good idea to go then. Just saying.
All right, you give him that advice. You're not sure how effective it was.
Well, I've said it.
But you got to get going, because as you leave, the effects of your polyjuice potion are beginning to wear off.
It's like that classic cartoon thing where, like, my gnome body just starts to, like bits of my actual human
body. Your, like, lips?
Yeah. My ears all, like, boom, and I'm like, got to put one hand on it and be like, yeah. Well, I'll put one hand on my lips. Like the Naughty Professor.
Sure.
Cool. I'm going to head for the Sabres then.
All right. We'll get back to you.
Only contact.
All right. So, you're going to use your magpie meat pie to get you through it.
Magpie meat pie, let's go get me a boat.
Jumping the fence is an easy matter.
Mm-hmm.
The fence made by the townspeople. The orcs don't really guard those. It's more the entrance to their camp that they guard vigorously. Yep. So...
I just want to try even just like... Scout down the sort of the wall, even on the shore, maybe go for a swim, whatever. Just the least resistance.
Yeah, do you want to go buy water?
Maybe if that's the path of least... Wait, sharks.
You're not bleeding anymore.
If that's the path of least resistance, then yes.
Well.
Meat pie, see if there's a shark.
You start drowning. You just rolled really low a lot. It's a strong current.
Damn it.
You start getting...
I am little.
As you start swimming, at first it's fine. It takes about the point where you could be in trouble for things to start going wrong. You hit like a riptide, and you start getting dragged out to sea.
Fuck, what a funny end for Leo Shadow.
He just drowned.
All right, you recover. You're swimming back.
You swim across the river. Across. Parallel to the shore.
You're doing well. You're back at shore now. Back on course, swimming back to get a boat. Your magpie's guiding you. You're doing pretty well. And you're at a boat.
Awesome.
You can climb in if you want. Mm-hmm. The area here is as lightly populated as it can be. So there's the dock. Mm-hmm. It's maybe 50 feet long. At the end of the dock are two orcs who are looking in your direction, mm-hmm. but they're 50 feet away. So by the time they get to you, you're already pushed out to sea.
That's okay. I'm going to try and get in the boat and then just wait in the boat for a bit.
Yeah, you can try to climb, hide into the boat if you want.
Yeah.
Adam just wanted you to escape in the boat.
Oh, I didn't. He can hide in the boat.
It's about, well, it's 2-3 o'clock now for me.
Probably more like five now.
Yeah. So the sun's going to set sometime soon, I assume.
Yeah, no, fair.
Cover darkness, then I can chuff off.
Yeah, wise.
All my job was get a boat. I didn't have to, like, see 18, you know, different factions. That's Greg Pierce's job, which I'm assuming he's doing amazingly.
You're not.
You know he's fucked us
He's fucked us all.
Cool.
I'm real sad. I just realized a great plan would have been, like, double or nothing, Shane. And then taking a bet on the...
I really wanted you to fight a were-rat.
I can tell.
We know when Adam has a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just wait until they can...
Yeah, you hop into the boat, no one sees you.
Cool.
Moving out with the boat is another point, but you're in the boat, no one saw it.
Meat pie, tell me when no one's looking, or tell me when the guards leave. And we can wait here for an hour or so, it's fine.
The two guards, they're not guards. The two orcs at the end of the dock look like they might be just fishing.
Alright.
However long it takes.
Yeah. How long? Give me an hour. What happens about in an hour?
Highs or lows?
Highs.
In an hour, they're still there.
Okay.
What do you want to do? Keep waiting?
Is there like an anchor or something?
I'm assuming you got a little small rowboat.
Cut the rope and let it drift for a bit. And so, like, you know, maybe they just don't notice it drifting. And then by the time I'm a bit out of their range, they start rowing.
Clever.
The tide moves the boat to them.
Damn it.
Start cutting the first mooring. So you'd moor a boat at two points to make sure it's parallel to the dock at the front and at the back. You start cutting the back one, keeping yourself as small as you can. And you start gently, like, sawing back and forth with one of your daggers.
I'm so stressed.
And Meat Pie immediately screeches at you. Orcs! Them bloody orcs are coming up the pier, mate! Boom, you hear heavy footfalls coming along the pier. He's throwing his weapon!
He's noticed. Cut, rope!
Cut, rope.
Cut, rope!
You know the song. The orc keeps moving. He's at you now. Mm-hmm. You're, like, looking up at him. He's looking down at you. He's got this big club unlumbered. Mm-hmm. It's your turn.
All right, so what happens? Have I cut the moors?
You haven't cut anything yet.
Grease the floor, grease the pier.
I like that. That's like the most slapstick spell there is. Hopefully he falls in the sea. That's the dream.
He stays standing.
Damn it.
And he jumps down into the boat.
That's good.
You feel solid thumping sensation, which is you being hit in the head with a club. More coming.
All right, I'm going to swoop them, if you can, Meat Pie.
Swoop the ones coming?
The ones coming, and I'm going to cut the ropes.
You cut the aft ropes, mm-hmm. so you're, like, starting to drift away. Meat Pie swoops. Meat Pie scores a hit.
Yes! And we know how painful a magpie swoop can be.
Yeah.
While killing you, this damage.
Exactly, that'll kill you.
If that was a child, they'd be dead. I'm not wrong.
The orc swings at you again. This you take 10 points of damage.
Gosh. That's like, what are you on? Like 50, eight, you know, 50%?
Yep.
That's fine.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Through your telepathic link, Meat Pie just screams.
Fly, you fool! Fly!
MP!
And it's your turn.
Can I do, like, cut the other rope and stab him, or is it just like, can I only do one thing?
No, you can cut the other rope and stab him.
Just do that! Cut the other rope, stab with venom.
Alright, so, because you're focusing on him, when you try to swipe at the ropes, you actually just miss. So, if you want, you can still stab at him. Or you can use that second attack to cut ropes.
Oh, that is a Sophie's choice, my friend.
Cut the ropes.
How far away are the other people?
They're pretty close.
Cut the rope.
You just gotta cut
because rope. You can push him in the sea.
You cut the other rope.
Awesome.
We'll just dive in the water and call it a bust.
Tell your bird to fly away. The orc's turn. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows?
Come on! When will we catch a break?
Never.
Did you just lose Meat Pie?
Did I just lose Leo?
Your telepathic link with Meat Pie is severed suddenly. Then another orc leaps
is
into the boat.
You are so sad. I'm like, what?
Highs or lows?
Highs. Fuck off.
The boat capsizes. All three of you are chucked into the drink.
You're
all
probably
bleeding
good.
Too.
That's all right.
Yeah, look, the sharks get them.
It'll be a percentile roll to see if there's any sharks. Okay. Highs or lows?
Highs. Whatever, just don't ask. Just punish me. It's fine. Basically what you want. Isn't that what you want, Adam?
Yes.
All right. Why don't we just cut out the
middle? Leo, it's your turn. You're swimming fine. Actually, you know what? It might not be such a bad idea to swim underneath in the underpart of the
boat. I do that.
All right.
Pirates of the Caribbean 1.
You're having trouble, like, you keep yourself afloat, but to push with the boat is difficult for you. Because you're on the just surface. So you make no progress this turn. The two orcs...
But you're not drowning.
I'm not doing so well. You don't see them, though.
That's all right.
So it's your turn?
Cool. Let's keep going. You know what I really like is that when we get this boat, it's going to have arrows all along the bottom.
Yeah, you can hear... Funk! Funk! Funk!
Why don't you get a boat full of arrows?
Shut up! Keep fleeing, and I really hope that I can somehow get Meat Pie back.
After a little while, you stop hearing the arrows. You think you might be free and clear, but you have no idea where you are because you're underneath the boat.
Let's do that then. Let's just get out the top and have a look.
You should see what Meat Pie thinks.
Come on, Meat Pie, is there any way I'm going to get him back?
He fell into the water.
I'm going back for him, Adam. I uncapsize it.
You tip it back over. Right. You'd need like 5 men to tip this thing over. You definitely can't.
I just grab an oar and start trying to get it back to shore.
Any chance of Magpie? How's that sitch?
Either he landed on the land, in which case the orcs might already be eating him, or he landed in the water. If he wasn't killed in flight, then he's possibly drowned.
Adam, that's bad.
I like how you said this with a smile.
I'm sorry I killed your magpie.
That's okay.
You can get a new magpie. Well, if it makes you feel any better, you can imagine that he went to a farm upstate.
It doesn't.
Makes me feel worse.
It makes me feel a lot worse.
That your telepathic connection was severed so suddenly is probably an indication that your bird is gone.
I'm like, well, Piss better be doing his job. Yep, I'm on it.
And where am I
in
the sea?
I'm driving a stolen carriage.
You're like kind of sailing.
Because I'm nowhere near the dwarves.
No.
Dang.
You could sail out to one of their ships, but you haven't randomly floated near them,
what
I'm saying.
How time-wise are we?
Seven-ish?
What are we doing for time?
Seven-ish.
Seven-ish. Oh, do I go back down or do I try go for the dwarves?
I'm not going to hit the dwarves.
Also, if it wasn't obvious before, quite a few arrows in your little boat.
I see them.
That's good handholds.
There's a couple small holes, but like you could imagine that they're not that big a deal.
Let's go to the dwarves.
You're going to sail towards their ships?
Go to the dwarves.
That's going to be such a strange sight for the dwarves. Just this guy in like an overturned boat.
Just a halfling on an overturned boat full of arrows.
Yeah, but it kind of makes you look a bit badass. So like, maybe they'll be impressed.
Maybe.
All right. Periwinkle, you just at church?
I went to church, but I think I'm done now. So I'm probably going to catch up with my boys and see if they've learned any information. And do I have the map yet?
Do you want to go check?
I'll go check my drop location.
A person whose testicles are dropped would say. Do you want to go check?
Adam, I'd like to go check for the drop box, please.
Adam drinks his coconut water almost as a response.
I'll check my drop box and then check him in the boys.
You get a map, hand-drawn,
yep,
but quite detailed, of the keep, Rhodes Keep. And you get a scroll. The title is written in Draconic, but someone has scrolled underneath it in Common so that you can understand. Scroll of Nock.
Hey!
Knock is a magical spell that unlocks doors. With the scroll is a little note from Tolton saying, don't know if you can use this, but maybe it helps.
Tolton, what a fucking guy. You're good people.
Alright, so I put those things away. I'm assuming one of you idiots can use that scroll.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Good. I go and meet up with my buddies in some... Maybe we have like a safe house that we use. Yeah.
They come back to you. They search for as long and hard as they could. It would seem that the place is pretty well guarded. They can't necessarily speak for the side facing the ocean, but they imagine if it's even half as well guarded as the side facing the city, then it's probably going to be a tall order to climb the wall. It's kind of just a known thing that they have anti sort of grappling hook methods, if you will. There's like a special pole arm type thing that's designed to cut rope that's thrown over a wall. They've got a bunch of those stationed all along the wall. They also have access to boiling oil, which they have used on occasion, pouring down on anyone trying to scale the wall.
I don't want to get boiled.
In total, though, there's never any more than like 25 people on the wall, which is frankly less than half what it actually needs in a siege situation. So you think it's unlikely that they have that many people within the keep, which is not necessarily a big deal. You don't need a lot of people to hold a castle, but there might only be like 100 people at most inside.
Okay.
There were more people in the orc camp and we survived
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
Literally, if they could get over the walls, any faction in this town could overrun that keep. They just need to get over the walls.
So if we have enough people distracting them so that we can sneak over the wall, we can take that keep.
Although, there is the dragon to be considered.
No. Yeah. But the dragon will be sent to defend the keep.
Yeah, surely.
Not a bunch of thieves.
One could hope. One's got to, you know, because, I mean,
with less
if we don't
people,
hope, we won't do it. You
with
know
less
what I
mean? Than 100 people as well, they probably are pulling everyone they can just to patrol the wall. If there's an attack on the wall, very unlikely anyone will be in the keep. The keep might just actually be empty.
That's good. That's good, fellas. Thanks, boys. We just have to wait now because we can't do anything and hope that Greg Piss... Yes, Colin, I said Greg Piss.
Yes. Why don't you name these guys? Because I can't be bothered. Colin?
Colin, how many do I need to name? Nine.
Nine.
So Colin and... Ian didn't come, did he?
Ian did not come.
Goggles.
Goggles.
Yeah. And the other seven are just the days of the week.
Monday.
Fuck, that's good.
Tuesday.
Colin and Goggles.
Two of them are called Thursday, though.
Adam's, like, just defeated little head shake was real good then, like, I guess.
I'll let you choose which
Thursday.
Day to I'm in.
Is one, like, Thursday R and
Thursday,
Thursday M?
I was about to say, one's Thursday R, sure, one's Thursday T.
What day did you meet?
Friday.
Colin, yes, I mean that Greg Piss. Yes, that Greg Piss. We can arrest him if we need to afterwards.
Damn.
You're about to get up to leave? When the door to the bar opens, and standing in the doorway is, with a very sheepish expression, is Ian.
Hey.
He wanders over to you guys, leans on the table and says, do you mind if I join you?
I only got a boat for...
Take a seat.
12 people. Not
technically,
13.
That boat seats 8 to 15, so you're fine.
Good.
Take a seat, Ian.
Ian takes a seat.
Why are you here?
Thought about what you said. Think you're right.
Yes!
A little redemption arc for you.
Yeah.
I think this is standard heist sort of
Yeah.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Someone's out there in. All right. So I've got my O'Rourke's. Well, I make 11. So we're O'Rourke's 11.
Yeah.
Plus you two morons.
That's a dozen.
That's a dozen. That's a dirty dozen.
You got a dirty dozen.
You're the George Clooney.
Yep.
Colin is the Matt Damon.
Absolutely. Ian's the Brad Pitt.
Ian's Brad Pitt.
Always
Goggle is
Don Cheadle.
We don't need to do all this.
Goggles is Don Cheadle, and I don't know. And the old guy's probably one of the Thursdays.
me and you are like Casey Affleck and the other guy.
Yeah.
Right. One of you is Catherine Zeta-Jones, and one of you is Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts, bags in it.
Ah,
well,
lucky
then
we
don't have to do anything because we're ready to go. We just have to wait for these guys to show up.
Mm.
So we wait.
All right.
Did we arrange a rendezvous?
Yeah. Where
I
am.
Good.
You know that.
I'm glad.
We didn't, but it is happening now.
Yes.
Piss.
Yes.
You're fucking hightailing it because it's 6. You've lost so much time.
I have 6 hours to do so much.
Just one thing, get the sabers on side.
That's it.
You're not a military tactician, but even you are aware that to organize an assault with so many people is going to take a lot of time.
Okay.
You don't have a second to spare. You're racing down the main street, and then crash! Your carriage hits another carriage. You black out.
Oh, my fucking God.
You wake up. You're in a sewer somewhere. At first, you think you've been taken by the blood cultists.
Got me again.
But then you hear a very familiar voice.
No. Greg Piss.
Yeah, working with the blood cult.
Oh, quickie.
You're strapped to a metal table. That weedy-looking elf is looming over you.
So I'm assuming the Lightfoots, they're
Surefoot.
Surefoot.
And give us the debt.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's got the hand gesture, even though it's an audio medium.
It's good, like, it adds, it's...
It's just, you just naturally fall into it.
Is one of your goals not to die?
My goals are, they're long gone now. I'm not going to achieve what I want to achieve.
Greg Piss.
Yeah, right.
What am I going to do with you?
Probably take a bit of me.
You owe us money?
Yeah.
You try to welch on it.
When did I do that? I don't remember doing that. I'll let you take a long...
It's very wrong to marry a girl for anything but love.
Oh, Lord. Is there a mole in Little camp?
I'm fucked.
It's Greg Piss.
Greg pisses the mole for every camp.
You need to be careful about who you trust.
I can strike you a deal. How about that? How do you feel about
that
deal?
I think that's long gone.
Yeah, no, fair enough. It's gonna get you the weapon, but whatever.
Give him the weapon.
That's fine.
You were going to give me the weapon.
I don't know where it's gonna be tonight. Around, I'd say about 1, maybe 1:30.
You talk a lot.
I do. You hit the nail on the head there.
You talk too much, maybe.
I don't know about
it. I could take your tongue.
Oh, fuck.
I could take your larynx. Did you know that your warehouse burnt down?
Is that a fact? Stare him straight in the eye. It's probably that bastard Shane. You know he's a were-rat?
Really?
Yeah, he's a were-rat. He bit me.
I broke bread with that man.
Yeah, and he's a filthy were-rat the whole time. Surely that's worth 5k of the debt.
All right. That's worth 5k.
All right, fantastic. That's good. Wiped off.
He turns to the
now you can't talk
the
to
weedy
me.
Elf. He like traces a finger down your body. I want it's
oddly sexual.
It is.
That's the worst.
And I don't like it at all.
If I take his chutzpah, we can't attach that again, can we?
The weedy elf shakes his head. No, we can't.
Take an eye.
What? Huh?
Take one of his eyes.
Anything. What do you want? What do you want? You want gold?
The weedy little elf leans over you and says, "If you don't hold still..."
Fuck me, Adam.
Adam.
No.
Not a fan of that one.
If we run into that elf again, I'm going to punch him through the wall.
Fuck me.
If you don't hold still, I might take more than an eye by accident.
Is it possible to black out from fear? Can I try to?
Yes. Highs or lows, Jackson?
You try to hold as still as possible, but the screaming cannot be stopped.
I'll get this back, yeah, at the end?
The elf, like, affixes an eye patch to you.
It's done.
Papa, will I get it back when you get the gold?
Of course.
That's all right, then.
They put a black bag over your head. You're turned loose where the carriage crashed into you. There is the wreckage of the two carriages, but not much else.
Right.
You're just on the street.
What am I doing? Who am I heading to? The Sabres, that's right. That's where I'm going. A groggly.
And so you've got one lung, one eye, and no soul.
And no ear.
Oh, yeah, and you're deaf.
Yeah, I'm deaf in one ear.
Jesus.
Greg Piss getting taken
Greg
apart.
Greg Piss probably has a lot of venereal diseases, too.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, but, like, I had them before. None of that's new. I'll head to the Sabres, then.
All right.
Surely.
You get there in a very sorry state. You, what do you say to, the knights and paladins who you... Like, at the big entrance to the fort?
I say, to me, Greg Piss, I have some vital information that I think will benefit you. I don't know if you remember, but I was trying to get him. Trying to join the,
Yeah, one of them knows about you.
Okay.
You're brought before the paladin commander.
Mm-hmm.
She's sitting at a desk, looks up as you get in. You notice that her office here, if you will, is derelict of any sort of personal effects. The entire thing looks very sterile, but imagine like a hospital.
Mm. What was her name again?
Evelyn Plain.
Paladin commander Plain. I know the location of the weapon, right? I've discerned it.
We are also aware of the location.
All right. Do you know that the gnomes and the orcs and the dwarves, possibly even a militia, are going to be charging that keep tonight in hopes of collecting that weapon?
So a bluff?
Yes. Oh, yes, a bluff.
She narrows her eyes at you.
Oh, damn.
Have a seat.
Oh, God.
One job, Piss.
She stands up, utters a prayer to Lady Willow.
Right.
Yeah, it's a prayer for a zone of truth.
Oh, fuck. I'm not great in these.
So you feel a compulsion to tell the truth. You know if you open your mouth, you will be forced to tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stretch the truth
yep.
or bend the truth. If you say anything, it's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help you, Lady Willow.
Yeah. You do not, however, have to answer.
Right.
Just be aware of that.
Sure.
She sits down. Why are you here?
I'm here to tell you about a plan.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You've opened your mouth now. You thought you could get around it, but you couldn't. So please tell the whole truth.
All right. Do I have to give...
Surely you could just say, I'm here to convince you to attack the king.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
all right, yeah, so that's okay.
I came here to convince you to attack Eaton's Keep.
Are the dwarves, gnomes, and orcs attacking tonight?
No, maybe the gnomes.
Why are you trying to deceive me?
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Fair point. I'm going to get you to roll this,
okay.
Because this is if your shirt is open enough for
no.
her to notice.
Oh, boy.
So
oh,
you
boy.
Said highs. What'd you get?
54.
I think you're fine.
Oh, thank God.
All right.
I need the weapon so that I may join this religion. I was hoping that you could provide assistance in that goal.
It's not the truth.
It's none of it's a lie. I wish to marry one of your own.
To what end do you want to marry her? Do you love her? Is
I
that
hope
why?
To grow to love her. That's not a lie.
You're a very untrustworthy man.
People have described me as slippery.
All right.
Yes.
When do you need us to attack?
Midnight, tonight.
That's very short notice. I cannot promise we'll get that done. I will begin preparations. If we cannot get it done by midnight, I will let you know.
Right.
You'll know by no later than 11. Furthermore, I see that you're wounded. So, can you lift the eye patch, please?
I pop it open.
That's quite disgusting.
It was awfully.
That's why we have the eye patch.
Well,
I feel like the eye patch was an obvious thing to cover that up. I mean, if it wasn't disgusting,
she smiles.
That's sort of on you.
Not really.
She smiles.
Really?
I was hoping you would be missing that eye.
Did you?
What if I told you we could replace it?
All right, yeah, deal.
Oh, Jesus.
With
you're
what?
Fucked. You're so fucked.
Well, we need a way to contact you.
Right.
And because I don't trust you, I want to be able to see what you see.
Oh, Jesus.
Chuck it in. I'll wear a wire.
She snaps her fingers and a cleric and another paladin enter. All three of
fuck,
them begin a ritual to summon a phantom eye that they are going to plant into your head. You will not be able to see through the eye, but they will be able to see through the eye.
Right.
You will have no sensation through the eye, but you will not blink for longer than absolutely necessary to make it look like it's a real eye.
So is it like full all senses or just vision?
We can pick vision or hearing, one or the other.
Oh, you can choose as you go.
We can switch as well,
right,
yes.
Right. And at the end of this, I'm part of the religion, yeah?
Obviously, both of us are aware that you have no intention of practicing under Lady Willow.
But
we will,
gone, but
for
not.
The sake of your convenience, tell everyone that we believe you might be a convert.
Excellent. All right, that sounds like a fair deal.
Oh, you got Greg Pierce. That's pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, that's kind of 50-50. Everyone's all
incorrigible.
Wins.
They complete the ritual and plant your false eye in.
Gross.
All right.
Unfortunately, it's electric blue. They cannot.
We don't know this.
Nope. All right. You've got yourself a deal.
They set you loose.
All right. I'll head back to the cop shop then.